Welcome to the Mets podcast. It was a quiet last day before the first full squad workout comes your way on Monday. We spoke with Jordan Yamamoto and Tomas Nido on Sunday. Yamamoto continues the long line of Hawaiian-born players with the Mets, joining El Cid, Cid Fernandez, and Benny Agbayani. He was traded by the Marlins at the beginning of the month to the Mets and spoke about his time in Miami under manager Don Mattingly and what he learned from the Marlins.
You know, taking what they taught me over there in Miami, you know, carrying it over here, you know, most of it is just be myself. Be myself in every way I possibly can. I can only perfect who I am. I can't go and perfect someone else's personality or someone else's persona. You know, it's just be who I am. And that was kind of like the underlying thing or the main, I guess, slogan that they gave me is be who you are and perfect who you are. So I'm taking that over here, you know. And, you know, it's nice to have kind of a guy similar, but who's a veteran is Stroman. You know, it's one of those guys where very, very similar. In a, you know, we take our athleticism and we run with it. We take our personality and run with it. It's one of those that I learned a lot already in the first couple of days of being around him. Just the positivity he brings to the field and the guys is definitely something I can pick up more and learn from more.
Yamamoto is not an overpowering pitcher. He has no high-end fastball, so he's got to be crafty. And that said, an effective changeup is always a powerful weapon, and he and the pitching coach Jeremy Hefner are working on that right now, trying to find that effective changeup.
Amazing. You know, it's one of those things that the more arsenal you have, the more tools in the bag you have, the better off you'll be. Like that, that's what I believe in. You know, I believe in, may not be, I don't have the plus fastball as in 97, 98 to 100. You know, I don't have that. So it's, hey, what can I do to get batters off balance? And one of those is being unpredictable, being able to throw many, many pitches, multiple pitches in at any time in the count.
It may seem like an odd couple, and it kind of does from a distance, but Yamamoto sought out Marcus Stroman when he arrived. He liked Stroman's positivity, his energy, his drive, and he hopes to draw some positive results from hanging around with Stroman.
One of those guys that you look at him where he's not the typical 6'5", 6'4", pitcher who just is lights out. You know, he's the guy where growing up or at least in professional baseball, he had to really learn who he was, you know, learn how he pitched the best. And, you know, just watching him throw his bullpens, you know, while watching him on the field, taking PFPs, his positivity out there, you know, his leadership role that he has, being able to give insight to us, at least to me as a young guy, you know, it's definitely one to have because he without even realizing it, he's dropping knowledge on you. And then you kind of realize, oh, wow, that actually makes sense, you know, and over time it kind of hits you. It's like I definitely want to keep learning from him.
Tomas Nido should be in line to be the backup catcher once again for the Mets. He, James McCann, and Patrick Mazika are the only catchers that are on the 40-man roster currently. Nido was cut down by COVID last year while the Mets were in Miami. He had a rather tough go of it, too, and never made it back to playing, but said he has no lingering after effects, and he felt pretty good most of the off season. And he's in pretty good shape right now and really doesn't feel anything from the COVID knockdown of last year. Nido did a lot of work with hitting guru Lorenzo Garmendia prior to the 2020 season, and although he only had 24 at-bats before COVID hit, he improved markedly offensively. He hit .292 for the season, a .929 OPS, and he even had a two-home-run, six-RBI game. One of those home runs, a grand slam. Nido is pretty confident that he can continue the good work offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a very small sample, but it was something to build off this offseason and you know, obviously, it was what we wanted to see, the progress I wanted to see, and going forward, it definitely helps the confidence and the work we put this offseason is, you know, ultimately the plan is going to translate and have that confidence to go out there and perform and I'd be able to produce for this team whenever my name's on the lineup.
So tune in tomorrow for another Mets podcast as we continue to cover the Mets in spring training. I'm Ed Coleman.